3 o'clock growl. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you very much for being out there. Thank you very much for listening. Without you guys, we would not be able to do this stupid show every single day. Lakers win last night. They blow the doors off Golden State. Great night for LeBron. Triple-double. Only played 30 minutes, which is great. Reserving some energy and some fresh legs for tonight when they are again on the floor against Minnesota tonight, a bad Minnesota team.
But hey, Mace, have you seen Anthony Edwards, the number one pick in the draft, play yet?
I saw him on a monster dunk that everybody has seen.
Yeah, he's really good. If you got time tonight, check him out for a while. He's worth watching.
Yeah, I definitely will.
And I still think LaMelo should have been the first pick in the draft, but Anthony Edwards could turn out to be an all-star.
Interesting. Okay, good. Right now I'd say LaMelo and Tyrese Haliburton are probably the two. Is Haliburton still hurt?
Well, Haliburton plays for the Sacramento Kings.
Sacramento, yeah. But I'm talking about rookie of the year. Isn't it LaMelo and Tyrese Haliburton? Pretty much that's it?
No, Edwards has a chance. And James Wiseman in Golden State is getting a lot of minutes. But I think LaMelo's going to win it.
I think Golden State made a big mistake by drafting Wiseman.
Really? You know, I like him. I think he's good.
He's fine, but he's not LaMelo. They should have drafted for talent and not for fit, not for need.
Right.
And worried about
it
later.
That's why Portland didn't take Michael Jordan in 1984. So the Rockets had the first pick. They took Hakeem Olajuwon. The GM of the Blazers was a guy named Stu Inman, who was friends with Bobby Knight, and Bobby Knight had just coached the U.S. Olympic team. So he had all these guys, and he called Inman, and he said, Stu, it'll haunt you for the rest of your career if you don't take Michael Jordan. He's that good. He's going to change the game. And Stu Inman said, I have Clyde Drexler. I need a center. And Bobby Knight said, play Jordan at center. You're not listening to me. And it didn't matter. They took Sam Bowie, and the rest is history.
Yeah, the rest is history. Yeah. I mean,
it's risky to draft for fit. Your initial point is a good one. It's risky to draft for fit.
Because of those guys, who do you think has a better career, James Wiseman or LaMelo Ball?
I think LaMelo and Anthony Edwards are both going to be All-Stars one day.
Yeah, I think LaMelo Ball is going to be an All-Star for sure. I mean, he's already, at this point, he's already racked up triple-doubles.
By the way, Mace, we get him on Thursday. He plays at Staples Center on Thursday.
I know. He's killing it for my fantasy team, man. Killing it for my fantasy team.
Your team where you've already admitted you're tanking?
I'm still in sixth place.
You told me the season's over and you're tanking.
Because I don't think I can get higher than six. That's why I'm going into rebuilding mode. But I'm still going to beat it's a 14-team league. Sixth place is very respectable.
Well, how many places pay?
First five. So I'm one
team out of the money.
Stevia is a plant, better for you than Splenda Equal, but the processed one in packets still isn't great for you. You can buy the plant and put the leaves right in the tea when you brew it for a healthy zero-cal sweet tea. My mom is diabetic, and Stevia is a better choice than lots of alternative substitutes. Honey might be a better choice for you, but Stevia seems somewhat safe. Artificial sugars are worse for you than actual sugar. It disrupts the millions of bacteria in your gut that make your stomach function properly. They actually can increase the risk of obesity. Hashtag Lakers Nation. Now, why do you put a hashtag Lakers Nation on?
He's a Laker fan. He's just looking. He's helping us out.
Exactly. All right. So today is Freedom of Information Day.
Okay.
Freedom of Information. So I pitched you guys on this earlier, and we're just getting around to it now. I pitched you guys on this earlier that in the interest of freedom of information,
right,
we should each be able to answer absolutely any question to honor our audience on Freedom of Information Day. And by the way, if you've got a really tough question that you've always wondered about, 877-710-ESPN.
Right,
you can ask us anything.
Okay, we have to answer it truthfully, though. We can't just make up an answer.
It is the Wonder Woman lasso of truth.
Okay.
You must absolutely tell the truth. You claim that there are a couple of questions for me that I will not answer.
100%. Matter of fact, I'm so sure of it that I will bet you $2,500 each question in Mythical Money. So your choice is answer it honestly or give me $2,500 of your Mythical Money. And then, to be fair, you can flip the tables on me. You can ask two questions, and I can either give you the money back that I know I'm going to win from you, because I know these are two questions you absolutely will not answer. And then you will have a chance to win it back, okay?
Okay, got it.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, question one. So your choice is answer it honestly or give me $2,500, okay?
Okay, got it.
What is Juan's real name?
I knew that was coming. I knew that you were going to ask him that.
Now, mates, the good news for you, you won't answer that,
wait a minute,
right?
Wait a minute. Jack.
Well, you have to get the full name.
Well, and I just gave his... You didn't say his full name.
I think the first name is acceptable.
First time ever said.
Yeah, that's true. I got to give you a little credit for that. But you are kind of ducking the question.
Yeah.
So I would say, but now you get to ask me anything.
Okay. John, what's the first time you know you what?
You know you what?
What's the first time you know what I'm talking about? The first time.
I'm not.
Are you asking him that when he lost his virginity?
Correct.
Oh, say that. Jeez.
You say the first time you know what? Like you're 12.
The first time you did you know what?
Yeah. No, freshman year of college.
What? That's crazy.
That is really late in the game, man.
I was 18.
That's crazy.
That's late.
Yeah,
I didn't have.
I never had sex in high school. Wow. You guys all had sex in high school?
Yeah.
My dad listens. I'm not answering that question.
Yeah, what's that?
Listen, my dad listens. I'm not answering that question.
Yeah, no, it wasn't asked of you. It was not asked of you. But yeah, no, I mean, 15, dude.
Okay, so
jump on that.
All right,
fast.
Lindsay, ruling on the second question I asked Mason: did I win the money or did he win the money?
I think that it's an acceptable answer.
Okay, so now I'm back up $2,500.
Lindsay, just say it. I'll dump it.
And no, because if you dump it, the people on the stream still here.
Yeah, people on the stream still here.
And the more I think about the second question I asked you, you should get credit for that, because I never thought you would even say that.
Yeah.
All right, so right now I'm up $2,500, but you got one more question.
Okay. How much do the Lakers pay you?
I'll take the loss. So it came out to zero. Not the way I thought it would.
Yeah.
Not the way I thought it would. I thought there's no way you would answer my two, and there's no way I would answer your two.
Yep.
But we both went one and one, and it still came out the same.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Lindsay, Jorge, do you have any questions for us? It's Lasso of Truth.
No.
Honestly, my two questions for you, Mace, were going to be the same.
The
same two that I came up with?
Yeah, yeah. Because are two things that I feel like you're very secretive about, and you purposely...
Exactly.
Yeah. But see, it's hard. The lasso of truth really doesn't work.
Doesn't work all the time. No,
because
it does not work
everybody,
all the time.
Everybody has certain things that they're not willing to reveal publicly. Like we could answer those questions privately to each other, but revealing it on the show is a completely different animal.
Correct.
Yeah. And in the case of your first one, your non-disclosure, it could put you in legal trouble.
Correct.
So
yeah.
it's tricky.
Yeah.
Like you could say that you could play this game at a party.
Yep.
And say, okay, lasso of truth. You have to answer truthfully, and people still wouldn't do it. Everybody has a spot where they wouldn't do it. I still can't believe you even answered that second question partially. I thought I had that for sure.
I have one. I have one for Mason that's kind of one that I've asked that he's never answered before.
Okay.
Mason, how many Bitcoin do you own?
You can answer that.
I don't know. It's pretty. That kind of gives a lot away.
The answer. So I have to give a legitimate answer.
Yep. Yeah.
Or
tell the truth.
Or you just take the loss.
11.
What?
That's pretty good.
That's a lot.
And that's reasonable. That's like not too many and not too few.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot. Like most people don't own one.
No, you own one.
No, I own a part of one. I don't even own a part of one anymore.
No, Mace,
after...
I think that's about, that's what I would have guessed 10.
I thought you had like three.
No, here's why. You were an early adopter.
I was very early on Bitcoin.
If this Bitcoin turns out to be what you guys both think it is, which is a massive moneymaker in your lifetime.
Which it already is, because, I mean, what did you pay for those, Mace? Probably less than $1,000
each. I bought them really cheap. I'm up 1,000%, 2,000%.
Now you've got almost a million dollars just from the Bitcoin.
Yeah, but if he cashes out now, but you're not going to cash out now, right?
Because it's
going
to keep going up.
100,000.
Yeah, right. It's never going to crash. Like, it's almost impossible. It's too much of a legitimate currency now.
How many people have said that?
We are past that, though, John.
Yeah, because it's a legitimate
currency. Goldman Sachs and Wells Fargo, they're all buying in. Did you see you can actually buy a suite for the Oakland A's, a luxury suite, for one Bitcoin?
Hey, Mace, does anyone other than you know the Bitcoin passwords? Like, does Juan know them or does your mom know them? In case, like, you were to get, like, God forbid, but, like, remember that you had that story one day where the guy in San Francisco can't remember his Bitcoin password?
Yes.
So if you were to become incapacitated, and you leave the Bitcoin to Juan or to your family or, you know, whoever, whatever your will says, could that person, is there a vehicle, does someone, your business manager, one of your friends, Juan, mom, does someone else know how to access it?
Yeah, my business manager.
Okay, there you go. So you're covered.
I could ask you guys any question, huh?
Yeah, well, Michael, the question is, there are certain questions that everybody would refuse to answer.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all different.
Yeah. I'll ask you guys one.
Okay.
No, should I do this?
Yeah, do it.
I don't want to do it, maybe.
Do it.
Nothing.
Do it, Michael.
All right.
Do it.
Do it, really?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Radio. Come on.
Have you guys ever used a bad word to describe a race in private to what in your circle of friends?
Absolutely never.
No.
Really?
I'm very good,
Mace.
I'm scared of it, Michael.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, in private, I mean, I did not grow up with that language.
Yeah, right. That's impressive, Mace.
Yeah, no, never, under any circumstances.
Yeah, not even you, Ireland, your circle of friends in Corona del Mar? Because I know you must have heard some bad words down there.
Well, I mean, everybody's heard those words.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, if to use them, I have a tremendous sense of guilt.
Yeah, because you know everybody gets canceled if they use the wrong word now, and I'm always wondering, well, what's that word? What's that old saying? He who lives in glass houses or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think we need. I definitely think that cancel culture needs to be dialed back. But
okay,
Here's my question for you, Michael.
Yeah. How much did Minnesota pay you to go play basketball?
Well, you know, Mace, let me put it this way: when I was a student in Minnesota, I had my lights turned off. From not paying the bill. So that should answer your question right there. That means nothing.
This brings back a question Mason and I were talking about.
Yeah.
Since he's asking you something about college and, you know, even you're not even active in the league anymore, you're retired. And we were talking about Nick Chubb from the Browns, the running back, and how one of his high school coaches claimed that he got paid a lot of money to go play in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, even if he did and he admits it now, they can't do anything about it. He plays in the NFL. It's not like he can get suspended or anything can happen. Like, the university could get in trouble, but he couldn't get in trouble.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I wonder if a guy's admitted it now when they go. I mean, because how could you prove it? Maybe a guy's just saying it, and it's. And if you did get money from your school to go there, you're stupid to say it publicly.
Right. Hey, Michael, would you have for money? Would you have answered the question Mason asked me that I refused to answer?
Which one,
Mace? The second question you asked me, ask Michael.
When did you lose your...
How much money did you get paid by the Lakers?
How much money did the Lakers pay you?
Oh, of course I would answer that. Everybody knows you could just go on Hoops Hype and see what guys made for their careers.
I'm talking about as an announcer.
Now. Would I answer it now?
Yes.
Yeah, I refuse to answer it.
Yeah,
I took
because
loss.
Now I'm not a player, so it's not public knowledge anymore.
Correct.
Everybody knows what LeBron makes and all the players make, but
sure.
But the staff salaries aren't public.
And it may even be in our contracts that we can't publicly discuss it.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and read our contracts, but it may be in there that we can't.
Yeah.
Okay, ask you one more, Michael.
Okay.
When did you lose you know what?
Some money?
No, your virginity.
Your virginity.
I answered that one.
I was about 27.
No, you were not.
Why does everybody laugh when I say that?
I did it.
You, Lindsay.
But, Michael, is that not true about A.C. Green?
Oh, yeah. A.C. Green was a virgin until marriage. What's wrong with that? Isn't that admirable, Lindsay?
No, there's not. Look, there's nothing wrong with
Lindsay,
it. It's admirable. I just don't believe you.
The idea is
But do you believe A.C. Green? I do.
Lindsay, wouldn't you want your husband to be saved until you got to your wedding night?
No, I don't think that's realistic. I don't even think monogamy is realistic.
A friend of mine at UCLA did that, and she was beautiful, this girl.
Right.
And everybody in the house was like, in the fraternity I was in, was like, boy, can you imagine if you're that guy?
What do you mean? That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, she did it. She stayed celibate until she was like 24.
I don't know why people like sort of poo-poo that, Lindsay. Why do people like put that down or think less of a person for, you know, saving
until marriage? I don't think anyone thinks less of a person. I have a really different, I think, set of beliefs than many women my age. I don't think that like monogamy is realistic.
You want to go test driving some before anything.
I don't think it's realistic for you or for anybody. I don't know. I just don't think humans are meant to be monogamous because I can't think of very many people in my life that are, you know.
Well, couldn't you be, Lindsay, if you met the right guy?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't answer that because I haven't met the right guy. The right guy yet. So okay.
Wait a minute. I don't know.
You
don't think right monogamous guy. Is ever possible?
No. I don't think it's a realistic expectation in 2021.
Well, you've had boyfriends before, right, Lindsay?
Yeah.
Well,
but
weren't you monogamous
also,
with them?
Sure, at the time. At the time, I'm saying like as far as like the whole rest of your life, I feel like that's a really long time.
Yeah, no, you sound like a woman with a lot of principles. I bet you could do it.
I'm sure I could. I'm just saying I don't think that for the most part, I don't think it's a realistic expectation. That's all.
So if you got married eventually, would you say you never, but if you did and your husband cheated, you would understand and go, well, you're human, so I expect that.
I don't think that would be the case because I think that this is a whole other topic for another day, but I think that I don't, I feel like it would be more of an open thing, you know?
Yeah, you wouldn't blame him if he did cheat on you.
No, I think it's something that if you talk about it ahead of time, yeah.
All right,
depends.
I'm
going
to interrupt
you know?
this portion of marriage counseling is brought to you by.
By the way, hey, Michael, we want to set up a Tinder profile for you. What do you think?
Man, what woman would want to date me? Listen to this profile.
We're about to find out.
We're about to find out. Hang on a second. Well, coming up next, I got a question for you guys about Michael's Tinder profile.
Yeah.
And
I'll tell you my profile.
About Clayton Kershaw. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Kiki, standing by with a look at traffic. Hey, Kiki,
hey,
what's up?
Shosh, if you weren't married, you would date Michael, wouldn't you?
In a heartbeat. Who wouldn't?
Or to death.
Who wouldn't? Come on. That's a tall drink of water right there.
First night, you'd say, I'm out of here.
No, you probably say that to me. Like, who is this? Get her out of here.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so last night, very weird moment in that Lakers game. Jorge, I think, has it here. Kyle Kuzma shooting a technical free throw.
Kyle Kuzma will shoot the technical free throw. And he airballed it.
That's weird.
That's so unlike Kuz.
Airballed it left. Not short, but airball wide left. Even the Warriors are laughing about that.
Yeah, he's a 66% free throw shooter, and he airballed it.
I wonder why he shot it instead of LeBron. Who else was on the floor? Even Kyle's laughing at
that. Yeah, LeBron shooting 69%. Talen Horton Tucker shooting 83%. Why did he shoot it?
Why did he shoot? Here's what Kuzma said after the game. Here's what he said what happened.
And since you had such a strong game and you won, can I ask you about the airball technical free throw?
Yeah, San Francisco had a 3.5 magnitude earthquake, and shit started rumbling. And I don't know, I got scared and just went over to the far left.
It was an earthquake, Michael Thompson.
That's
it was
a good
an
excuse.
Earthquake.
See, he should have said, if I was to say, yeah, we had a 3.5 earthquake, didn't you feel it? Was I the only one to feel it? That's what he should have said.
He was the only one to feel
Michael,
it because it
I
didn't
said this
happen.
To Mason at the start of the show, and you watch more Warrior games than anybody I know. Yeah. Did it seem to you that the Warriors were – I don't know. They just weren't competitive last night.
I know.
It was almost like that. There's some type of mentality. Look, we went to the finals 5 years in a row. We provided a lot of entertainment for you people. Now we're just going to play.
No, because the day before they played, they looked like a title contender against the Jazz. They
so
played great.
Second night of a back-to-back.
Oh, just got please! To them. These guys are young and they're in great shape. Well,
so
you
what
quit
happened?
Making that
the Lakers
excuse.
Had 68 points in the paint.
I know. The Lakers just got their number because even when they lost to the Warriors here, they were up by 14 on them in the fourth quarter. They just took their foot off the gas pedal.
Right.
That's why
right.
I said, Mace, the game was in the fridge.
Yeah, Mike, game, that was the game. At what point did you put the game in the refrigerator last night, Michael?
Oh, after the first quarter. You could tell.
After the first quarter?
Yeah, well, Ireland just is such a – he's such a little cautious, little itty-bitty. He wouldn't want to let me put it in there, you know?
That's what they say about Ireland. He's a and cautious
way,
little itty-bitty.
You know what ticked me off about that game yesterday?
What?
The Lakers are up by, what, Ireland, 30?
Yeah.
And what's LeBron doing in the game in the fourth quarter?
Well, he was getting a triple-double.
Oh, please.
Yeah, he was getting a triple-double. That's clearly the reason he's out there.
Yeah, because he doesn't have any to put on his resume. Come on, you take him out when you're up by that. You keep talking about LeBron needs a night off, Mace. Well, that's when you give him the second half or
yeah,
the fourth
quarter
off.
Yeah, I totally agree. They clearly let him out there for the
although, Michael,
let me,
okay, so since we're doing Lasso of Truth,
yeah.
What if Frank Vogel goes to LeBron and he says, hey, man, you got to come out.
Yeah.
We got this game, and LeBron goes, look, I'm in a rhythm. I'm working on some stuff. Don't take me out.
Well,
doesn't Frank have to leave him in? It's his best player. He doesn't
well,
take
yeah,
him
you got to defer to LeBron in these situations. He is the legend. He is the king. He is the man. And if he wants to be out there and risk injury in a meaningless quarter, you know, you try to reason with him. Say, LeBron, look, man, you know, you don't want to go out there and sprain an ankle when you don't have to be out there. You try to reason with him that way.
But that was literally he came out of the game after he finished
right.
the triple-double.
Yeah, see,
right then.
See, but that's just chasing stats because many a game, like you said, I watched every Warrior game, and Clay would have 60 points at the end of three, and Steve Kerr would take him out because the game's
Kobe
done.
Yeah, Kobe did that a few times.
But Clay had 14 threes. He did that in three quarters, and Steve Kerr didn't play him in the fourth quarter. Otherwise, he might have had 20 threes. So
right.
other like Kerr doesn't do that. He doesn't chase like records or things like that. Take your stars out when the game is decided, mate.
So as it is, that was LeBron's 35th triple-double with the Lakers, and that's his 10th triple-double past the age of 35 or at the age of 35 or over, which is an all-time record.
It's not worth risking a sprained ankle or a twisted knee.
Hey,
for.
Michael, I said to Mason that he – I said he should watch Anthony Edwards because I think Anthony Edwards is going to be an all-star one day.
Yeah.
I think LaMelo will be too.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think Wiseman will be?
Yeah, I think so. He's only
19. Think Wiseman will be an all-star?
Yeah, someday. He's only 19, Mason. He's got skills. You can just look by his skills, and he's willing to be coached. He's he listens to all the guys, Kerr and Clay and Draymond and the coaches when they talk to him. So because he's coachable and he's got skills, he'll be an all-star someday.
Yeah, right. I'll tell you what. I think that the Warriors are going to look back and say, what were we doing? Why didn't we draft LaMelo Ball?
Hey, man, listen. I was talking about this with, I won't say which Warrior officials before the draft, but I was comparing. I said, listen, man, LaMelo with the point and Clay and Steph on the wing running the floor. I said, man, how could you turn that down?
Yeah,
But you know
really
what, though?
Good.
Weiss was going to be all right. He's going to be fine.
Yeah, Mace. I was impressed with him last week.
Yeah, he's going to be fine.
All right, Lindsay says she has a Lasso of Truth question for you, Michael. Are you ready?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if this is a hard question or not,
okay.
So I apologize if it's not, but I feel like it would be.
Uh-huh.
When Clay's playing. Like, if Clay were playing last night, who do you root for? Do you root for the Lakers or do you root for the Warriors?
Are you punting, Michael?
Didn't you guys hear me?
No.
No, we didn't hear you.
I'll tell you again. Let's put it this way, Lindsay.
Hey,
all right, let's put it this way. That's a great question.
That is a spectacular answer.
Lindsay, let's put it this way. You have any children?
No.
Mace, you got any kids?
No. None that I know of.
Ireland, you have a kid, of course.
Yes.
Your children,
Michael, I don't know how you decide what to do there.
Your children always come first, right, Ireland?
Yep, that's kind of what I figured,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, your children always come first.
But, Michael,
yeah, no,
George, you got kids too, right, George?
Yeah, I got a daughter.
Yeah, so your children all – every parent listening to me would understand your children always come first.
Michael, the way I've always answered that question when people ask me that about you is I say – I think what Michael would say is he hopes Clay – has the game of his life,
that's true.
Scores 60, and that the Lakers win
by
one.
That's the best way to put it, Lindsay. I hope Clay goes for 50 and the Lakers win by one, something like that. That'd
what
be
would
perfect
you do,
scenario.
Though? I mean, so realistically, though, if the Lakers and the Warriors were in the finals together, like,
well,
man.
That's a great question. Obviously, when your child has more success than you, but obviously I'm not playing.
Right.
And so that always makes me happy. But when if the Lakers and Warriors are in the Western Finals next year, well, when they are, I look at it as I can't lose either way. I'm thrilled when the Lakers win, and I'm even more thrilled when Klay wins.
Michael, where would you be more nervous if the NBA Finals were on the line, your team down one, and you are shooting two free throws to win the title for the Lakers, or if Klay is shooting two to win the title for the Warriors?
Oh, Klay,
what's more nerve-wracking?
Klay 100 times more, a million, infinity times more nervous for him. Because I don't have any control over it. At least when I'm on the line, it's up to me to make them. But when he's out there by himself, I don't have any control over it. I just hope he makes it.
Yeah. All right, real quick, I want to duck in a piece of news. The Dolphins are signing former Rams running back Malcolm Brown. He averaged more than 4 yards per rush in L.A., now lands in Miami, which means the Rams will have Cam Akers as their lead back and Daryl Henderson as their secondary back, and I'm not sure who will be the third string or part of that. Now, they're going to move into I think Cam Akers is going to be the cowbell running back this year.
I do, too, but I know how much they liked Malcolm Brown.
He was great. He was great.
But, you know, they have spent a lot of money, and so you've got to – I mean, you can't – like Lindsay Theory was saying earlier, you can't keep everybody.
Right. I want to ask you guys next about how important it is to keep the face of a franchise. Keep the face of a franchise.
Okay.
Let's do that next. And then it is my game today, and it is Mason and Ireland Jeopardy. Michael Thompson, you are eligible to play and win.
I got it.
Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Can I see your credential, please? I want to make sure you're not underage.
Oh, I am 18 years old, and it is time that I do the deed.
Yeah. Can I see your identification, please?
All right. So what is going on? I wanted to ask this question. So the Dodgers have once again announced that Clayton Kershaw will be the opening day starter. I'm not sure how many years that is in a row, but is it 9 years in a row?
No. Well, it's nine opening day starts for him. I think 1 year. Didn't he get hurt in Australia? And they had to start
Bueller.
Yes, he
did. He couldn't make that start.
So it's not consecutive, but it's his ninth opening day start.
So here is Dodgers manager Dave Roberts on Clayton Kershaw. Clayton Kershaw, opening day starter again. Okay. So,
by the way, do you guys know how many opening day starts Sandy Koufax threw for the Dodgers?
I'd say no more than five.
Mace, what do you think?
Yeah, I would say it's not a big number because Drysdale was there too.
Yeah, so how many do you think Koufax did?
I'll say he only played for Michael's about right. I'll say six.
Lindsay, do you even know who Sandy Koufax is?
Of course I know who Sandy Koufax is.
All right, how many opening day starts for the Dodgers?
Six.
The answer is one.
What?
One. Wow.
For exactly the reason you said, Mace, that was Drysdale's thing. It was important to him. He had eight or nine. And so Koufax, you know, Koufax only pitched, I think, what did he pitch, Michael, 7 years?
It's like seven prime years. Something
yeah,
like
he
that,
retired at 29.
I believe.
Yeah, he only had one opening day start for the Dodgers.
You got to ask
Spock.
Yeah,
he was like a comet.
You got to ask Spock if he knows who Sandy Koufax is.
Sliva was born at age 30. He doesn't, I mean, like, the stuff he doesn't know is stunning.
So here's my question. Is the last year of Clayton Kershaw's contract? Now, Clayton Kershaw is an iconic Dodger. He is now a World Series champion. He went 2-0 in the World Series this last year. How important is it for the Dodgers to keep Clayton Kershaw past this year?
It's not. And here's why I say that. Most great, unbelievable Hall of Fame players didn't spend their entire career with one team.
Well, why wouldn't they keep him if he could win 15 to 17
games? But Michael, I'm talking about in any sport.
So what?
Well,
just because those teams didn't know me, you do that to a legend like Kershaw.
No, but okay, here's what I'm telling you. When Kobe and Dirk went out in the NBA,
right?
I think that's the end. I think that every other NBA Hall of Famer will have more than one team. LeBron's already on his fourth.
Hank Aaron retired a Brave.
Yeah, but hey, didn't Hank Aaron go back to the Brewers at the end?
Oh, that's right. He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did he? That's right.
Yeah, to play for Bud Selig. Yeah. I mean, Babe Ruth played for two teams.
Well, yeah. Well, that's right. I guess he was pretty good.
Yeah, that's true.
Michael, the last bastion.
Cal Ripken. He did it.
Right.
Cal Ripken did it, yeah.
I'm saying, though.
Derek Jeter.
Tim
Duncan.
That's the end of the – you guys, Kobe and Dirk are the end of the line.
No.
They're the end of the line. I'm telling you. Why,
you think Steph's going to get traded?
I think Steph ends his career in Charlotte.
No.
I think Clay might end his career in L.A.
Oh, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, why would – okay, Kershaw can still get you he can still get you 15 to 17 wins, right?
Yes, he can. He absolutely can.
And he can do that until he's 37 or 38, Ireland. So why would you get rid of him? Just for what? Just to get rid of him?
No. I'm saying that if the Texas Rangers offered him a boatload of money, you're under no obligation to match it.
That's true.
And I'll tell you this too, Mace. Keep an eye on this. You and I, every year before the start of the baseball season, try and project who's going to win all the major awards.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, I'm picking Corey Seager to win National League MVP.
Yeah, he's on an unbelievable tear to start spring training.
If he does that, the Dodgers have to pay him. And Scott Boras is his agent. And so that's a Mookie Betts type contract. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to suggest to you that the Dodgers may not pay him because there are other shortstops on the market who are fantastic.
Right, but if he wins
MVP, his value is going to be diminished because there are other shortstops on the market.
Even if he wins MVP, you let him walk after an MVP season.
If the numbers don't work.
Didn't
absolutely.
Tatis just set the market? Now, he won't get 14 years, but he'll get 7 for...
No, he'll get a Bryce Harper-type contract.
Really?
He'll get
13 years?
He'll get a double-digit year contract.
How old is Corey now? 29, 28?
No, not even.
Oh, how old is he? 27?
I would say Corey Seager's 25.
He's still that young?
I'm going to look it up, but I would say he's 25.
I'm going to guess 27.
Think about it, Michael. He was a rookie 2 years ago.
Corey Seager?
Yeah.
Wasn't a rookie 2 years ago.
He's 26.
No, he's 26. This is his 6 year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's 26, Michael.
Right. So you'll give him a 10-year deal?
I think he'll get a 10-year deal.
No, I don't.
Well, first of all, Mace, you agree with me that Scott will get him to free agency.
No question. He's going to free agency. He's not going to sign an extension with
him. Well, who's a threat to sign him away from the Dodgers?
Well, I mean, anybody with money. The Mets is the team I would worry about.
He's from Carolina. Will he want to go back east?
Well, there's no team in Carolina.
Well,
but,
close to Carolina.
But think about it.
Maybe like Atlanta.
If the Red Sox or the Yankees need a shortstop, he automatically becomes a possibility for them.
Let me just tell you something.
Corey's not a New York kind of guy, though.
Let me tell you something. There are a couple of shortstops, one in particular, Trevor Story, who if the Dodgers wound up without Corey Seager and with Trevor Story, they would be okay.
Oh, of course they would be, but I'm saying that if you have Corey Seager and he's your player and he wins the MVP, and by the way, Mace, what is Bellinger's contractual status?
He's got one more year at this level, then they got to pay him.
Because he's already won the MVP.
Yeah, they're going to have to pay him.
If you have to pick between Seager and Bellinger, that's a tough choice.
Which one would you pick?
Well, right now, Seager's hotter. Bellinger's struggling. If it was a year ago, I would have taken Bellinger. Bellinger's a better fielder.
Two years ago, Bellinger, 305, 47 homers, 150 RBIs.
Let those two audition for the long-term contract this year?
The Dodgers are owned by a hedge fund. I mean, you could pay them both.
You could pay them both. It's a ton of money. And then you add Kershaw into the mix, who I think they should keep.
And by the way, you got to pay Bueller. You got to pay Walker Bueller.
You're going to have to pay Walker Bueller. You got 2 years on that one.
Let's hear your pitch to Kershaw about a length and amount of contract you're going to give him, Mace.
Okay, I'm going to give him...
Could you get him for 2 years, $35 million?
No. I think you get him for 2 years, $55
million. I wouldn't pay him that.
He's worth it. You know what? Everybody thinks Clayton Kershaw is
I'd give him, you know what, Mace? I'd give him 1 year, like 28.
He's going to win longer term than that at 33.
Well, if he wants 2 years.
Clayton Kershaw last year in the short season, 6-2 with a 2.16 ERA. The season before 2019, 16-5 with a 3.03 ERA. Clayton Kershaw is a dominant starting pitcher.
And this is the last year of his deal, right?
Correct. This is it.
Yeah. Okay. We got to break the Game of Games in.
Yeah. Game of Games is coming up next for you. It is my game. Everybody can play. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Yes, it is Game of Games time, and it is brought to you by Power Pro Plumbing and Heating. They are powerful, professional, affordable. It's who they are. It's in their name. They are our plumber. They want to be yours, too. Call 1-800-584-4116 or visit powerproplumbing.com. All right, it is my game today, and it is Mason and Ireland Jeopardy. Ireland can play, Lindsey can play, Jorge can play, and Michael Thompson can play. So far, in the month of March, Lindsey has won six times to lead the way.
Jeez.
So your answer, and I'm going to be strict about this, your name is your buzzer, and your answer must be phrased as a question. We're doing this for real, okay?
Okay.
Hey. Question number one. This founding father, who thought the national bird should be the turkey, grew up in Philadelphia.
Jorge.
Jorge.
Who is Benjamin Franklin?
Who is Benjamin Franklin? Absolutely right.
Very
Benjamin
good,
Franklin.
Gracias.
Number two. It's the biggest honor for a member of the Ohio State marching band.
Lindsey.
Lindsey got it. Lindsey got
Lindsey.
It.
Dotting the I.
Dotting the I.
No. No, she didn't answer.
She didn't do it.
Michael, you were next.
I was next.
What are you talking about? You were next.
What is dotting the I?
What is dotting the I?
And Lindsey.
Sorry, Lindsey.
Sorry.
I said I was going to be a stickler for this.
My fault.
Number three. It's waiting in line or the stick you use to play billiards.
John.
Lindsey.
John.
What is a Q?
Q is absolutely correct. Yeah, Ireland won, Jorge won, Michael Thompson won, Lindsey yet to scratch. This Laker is currently doing a big endorsement.
Lindsey. The only one I know doing a big endorsement is Alex Caruso. What is Alex Caruso? Who is Alex Caruso for Manscaped?
That is absolutely correct. Who is Alex Caruso is the right answer.
Jumped on it early.
Big endorsement for manscaping. So it is 1-1-1-1.
Wow.
Very, very competitive. His real name is Marcus, and he plays right field for the Dodgers.
John. Who is Mookie Betts?
Who is Mookie Betts is the right answer, yes. Marcus Lynn Betts. So Ireland's got a lead. This Colombian singer.
John.
John.
Who is Shakira?
Is absolutely right. Yes, performed halftime with J-Lo at the 2019
Super Bowl.
It's
the only Colombian singer John knows.
I know. See, it threw me off because I know like four of them. That's why I was waiting.
That was the only one I knew. That gives you
Ireland 3, Lindsey 1, Jorge 1, Michael Thompson 1. Ireland is about to put this thing on ice. He is the Irishman, Notre Dame fan, and 49ers fan that my mom just moved in with.
Jorge. Who is Leo?
Who is Leo is correct, yes.
Good, George. Very good.
So Jorge's still in this thing. Actually, no, we've got the tiebreaker. So, John, you've clinched it.
So
we'll do the tiebreaker for the hell of it.
Okay.
What is the population? This is everybody's going to take a guess. What is the population of the Southern California city of Rosemead, Ireland?
So, like total people?
Population of Rosemead.
What population means, Ireland.
Yes, total people.
Michael's on Google already.
Is he really? Are you Googling
he's on
Michael?
Google. Yeah.
I don't know. I'll say 60,000.
60,000. All right. Lindsey?
45,000.
Jorge?
What is 48,000?
What is 48,000? And Michael, you've Googled it. What is the correct answer?
I'm guessing 62,349.
What did I tell you?
There you have it.
Hey, but hold on. I get it because I answered in.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
That was the rules.
What is
final
the actual
Jeopardy,
number?
You don't have to.
62,349.
Michael had it on the dot.
Yeah, Michael.
Smart guy.
Dope.
Old Michael. He knows how to work the Google machine.
What is the population?
Yeah, come
What's
on.
That?
What is the population?
Wait a minute. Did you not look up the exact population?
No. I threw out.
Oh, the correct answer is I have 54,482, which means Jorge gets it.
Yeah. See? I won it. Told you.
Jorge got that.
George, what did you guess?
48,000.
But I guess 60.
Yes, Ireland's closer.
No, 55, right? What is it?
You went over.
No.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter if you go over.
Could Mace, was I allowed to go over?
Yeah.
I guessed 40. Wait, I guessed 48.
No, okay, enough already. It doesn't matter. It doesn't even figure into the game.
Yeah, Ireland got the
for God's sakes.
If we were at a party, this would go on for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Michael, is there any reason for concern tonight?
For what? You mean how to get to the game? Because of traffic?
Yeah, you know, there is no traffic anymore.
That's what I mean. That's the only concern the Laker players have today.
By the way, is that true? Is there no traffic anymore?
No, traffic's back.
No, but Michael, not outside the games.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm talking about on the freeways. Yeah, traffic's back, yeah.
Mace, it's like a hospital in there. We got to get the fans back.
Oh, yes.
It is almost indescribable how different the experience is without the fans. The fans, we got it, man.
Like eating a steak without ketchup.
Michael and I noticed, I hope we don't get in trouble for mentioning this, Michael, but we noticed there were certain ticketing personnel at the last game wearing their masks and kind of surveying the landscape.
Yeah.
So we're hoping the reason they were there was to plan in the event that they get the green light to add fans.
I was talking to a Wario official.
Genie was at the last game, too.
I saw Genie there.
The Warriors are willing to test people as they walk into the building, and they still won't let them have fans there.
Here's the thing. They just changed not the threat level, but whatever that is. They just went to red. So movie theaters opened yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, if you can have 25% capacity at a movie theater, why couldn't you have 25% capacity at an NBA game?
Exactly. Spread out with masks on. Come on.
I mean, I think we're getting close. We know there's going to be, I think, what did Stan Kasten say? 11,000 fans at Dodgers opening day was their target, which is great. I would imagine probably won't start with 25%, but I would imagine that sooner or later, I think by the time we get to the playoffs, I'm optimistic. By the time we get to the playoffs, I think there will be fans in the building.
Can you go to strip clubs?
Strip clubs are, that's an essential business.
I mean, seriously, are you allowed to go there? Are they open?
Yes, they are.
And then you can't go to a game?
Wait, you're just making that up, right?
No, I'm pretty sure strip clubs opened with everything else.
Are you allowed to make it rain?
Outdoor only.
I guess so.
Oh, my gosh.
Lindsay, you ever been to a strip club, male or female?
Yes, I've been to strip clubs, yes. I've never been to a male strip club.
Michael, the better question is, when's the last time you said
when did you make it rain,
I've never gone to a strip club, never saw the purpose of it.
Yeah, right. You've never been to a strip club? I do not believe
that. Not even intrigued.
Like, not even on a recruiting trip?
No.
They didn't drag you
I wouldn't go. If somebody said, let's go, we could take you over, I wouldn't go.
I would think NBA teams would have team meetings at strip clubs.
Maybe some do, but I wouldn't go. I was invited to go to the Playboy Mansion many times as a Laker, but I said, for what?
You didn't go just for the party?
No, for the experience, Michael. That was cool
just
to go
over
to the
there
Playboy Mansion.
And Google and oogle the girls? Come on.
No, just to say, I've been to the Playboy Mansion. It's a famous place. It's a landmark. By the way, isn't it gone?
I don't know if they raised it.
It was bought by someone,
Somebody bought it, but I don't know if they raised it.
Got bought by somebody. But I don't think it's what it used to be. But no, I went to the Playboy Mansion once for
an
after party.
Were you in a grotto swimming?
I did not go in the grotto, but I saw action in the grotto.
Did you guys
see it? I didn't see it.
Yeah, did you need a credential to get in there?
Yeah. If I would have been there, I would have asked you for your credential.
All right, that's it for us. We're back tomorrow, 12:55 sharp. Make sure you're here. Matt Vasgersian is going to join us.
I don't want to ask the playmate of the year for a credential.
Dick Vitale.
May I say, I know you're not wearing any clothing. Can I have a credential,
please? Coming up next, Sedano, LZ, and Cap. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.